USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are on the scene of a shooting that left an officer dead in a suburb of Denver. Residents in a section of Old Town Arvada were told to shelter in place as police canvass the area. At least one other person was taken to the hospital after the shooting. The Biden administration announcing it has allocated the last 55 million of the 80 million COVID-19 doses it pledged to distribute across the world by the end of June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explaining why it's taking a while for the vaccines to get to other countries.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
The administration announcing 75% of the vaccine doses will go to COVAX, the International Vaccine Sharing Program. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for local residents and border agents. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto addresses some of the misconceptions Americans have regarding the recent immigration surge on Fox Business.
People have this false sense that the drugs that come in, the individuals that are coming in illegally, they're staying on our southern border, and they're not. They're affecting everyone throughout the country. They're affecting your school system. They're affecting, you know, the medicals. There's so many things, domino effects that are created because of that.
Major League Baseball pitchers now must undergo a check to make sure they're not doctoring baseballs. The MLB's crackdown starts Monday and includes the possibility of fines and suspensions. If a player refuses an inspection, they could be ejected. The rule comes in an effort to potentially curtail pitchers' dominance this season. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The former FDA director has a dire warning regarding COVID-19 and a new variant.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States, after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible strain is already causing hotspots of infections in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117, they do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January, we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it'll be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Americans say the pandemic prompted them to make smarter decisions when it comes to their money. Northwestern Mutual's Planning and Progress survey says 32% of Americans buckled down financially. Nearly one in five adults say they had no financial plan prior to the pandemic. However, more than 80% say they created one or made changes to it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.